Time now to talk with Marblehead High School football coach Jim Rudloff. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks, Rick. Good to be here.
Pretty wild season this year for you guys, and I have to bring up the negative, sadly, for a moment. Your winning streak was broken by a tough Peabody squad that seems to have it all together this year. How has the team reacted to that? Because obviously with the long winning streak that you guys have had, the great success you've had, you have huge targets on your back, and Peabody seems to they seem to have all the horses at this point in time.
Yeah, no, Peabody has a great team, and they, you know, that night, you know, I don't know how we would have beat them. They were on fire that night, and they certainly are doing well this season. They're, you know, a very good team, and, you know, if anyone was going to beat us, especially on that night, it was going to be Peabody. You know, we've been very lucky. The schedule's gone our way. Last year, for example, we were very fortunate with injuries. Part of that winning season was during COVID, which was just kind of a bizarre, you know, season. So, you know, it's really hard because it was tough to lose, you know, but I don't think really you were thinking about losing a streak because the streak is a part of a bunch of different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these kids had nothing to do with that. So I think they were more disappointed just to lose than it was to lose the streak more than anything else.
I'm glad you pointed it out, Coach, because that's so important. You know, those of us on the outside, we look at the numbers and the statistics and the headlines and stuff like that. And some of us don't seem to realize that each year you have a whole new batch of kids. You might have a few leftovers from junior to senior and that kind of thing. It's a whole new batch, and you have to create a whole new culture. What is the chemistry like on this team?
It's good. You know, it's tough. This is... It's always tough because you're going to have a group of kids always that are returning that feel like they know how to get there, and then you know the younger kids coming up. What you worry about is did they see how we got there? You know, they showed up this year, maybe they worked with us, and at the end of the season we end up in the Super Bowl. You hope that they saw what it took to get there, and that it was really a couple of years of being in the weight room, learning your position, watching film that went into it. It wasn't just that you showed up and you put on the uniform. So you're hoping it rubs off, and it didn't feel that way in the beginning of this year. You know, it felt like we were kind of walking through it a little bit, so, you know, I feel like we're a little bit better on track now. You know, mm-hmm. Losing to PB is, as much as you don't want to, maybe is a good thing for us.
You have a couple of guys in the math department who are on the coaching staff, including yourself, and that has to help to have eyes in the building with what you're talking about, trying to build up, especially when you get the younger kids coming in from the eighth grade to the ninth and so on.
Yeah, I wish I was smart enough to be a math teacher. I'm in history and special ed, so... yes.
Sorry, Coach, I was thinking of Mike, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, so Mike Giardi, our offensive coordinator, is a math teacher. Nick Roden, our offensive line coach, is also a math teacher, and they're indispensable. They've been with me for a very long time. Nick even played in 2009. My first year as the head coach was one of the players that year. You know, great guys to have around, but you're absolutely right. Having eyes in the school... you know, making sure that we're able to kind of see where the kids are at is really helpful. And you just more FaceTime with the kids is always going to be a positive
mm-hmm.
thing.
One of the things I've listened to coaches this week talk about, Jim, is it's sort of the you know the dog days of summer, if you will, for football season, going a couple of weeks before the playoffs. Is the job that the head coaches, and I'm guessing the assistant coaches as well, has. In terms of being a mentor and actually being a surrogate father in some cases, and as a teacher and as an educator, I'm wondering at this point in the season, Jim, how much of that reflects on what you guys do, because you do so much, especially this week where you have an off week, you do so much in terms of character building as well as being on the athletic field.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always happening, especially if you're in the building. And that's not to say, certainly the coaches that are not teachers do a great job. You know, it's reflected in their teams. But you get a little bit more face time. I think one of the things, you know, you take advantage team building, you know, tonight, for example. So we have this week off. It's a bye week. We gave the kids the weekend off, and yesterday, today we just ran and lifted, but We brought our captains down to the youth practice, down at our Getzels Field with the youth practices, and we had the captains talk to each of the teams and each of the kids about, you know, academics, about behavior, things like that, that we try to get that done. And it's nice to do that in a non-COVID year, to be able to bring them and talk to the kids. And then we had our entire team then go to the girls' soccer game, where they're going to support the girls on their senior night. We promised them and their coach that the kids would be there. So there's things like that. I don't, you know, I know all football teams and all of the high school teams do little things like that, but definitely you try to take advantage of those things and try to do things to not only team build, but just build character a little bit if you
can. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's so cool. And that's something the kids remember on both sides and all the teams who support one another. That's way cool. Coach, I want to ask you very quickly here about the Beverly game. And I got to tell you, we did the North Andover game, and there was a play that Christian Pacheco, in fact, two plays at the end of the game, that I've never seen anything like that in high school football. He came out of nowhere all by himself and blew up two plays at the end of that game that I think kind of sealed the deal. Tell me a little bit about Mr. Pacheco.
Yeah, Christian's a great kid. So he's a junior who started both ways for us last year as a sophomore, played in every game, started in every game as a sophomore. And so Christian's a junior this year. He's the first kid I've ever had that the team is elected to be a captain as a junior, which tells you a lot about his character. Excellent student, very, you know, excellent person. But Christian, it's funny, he really wasn't a middle linebacker or a lineman when he came to us. We didn't really know what to do with him, and so we kind of stuck him at those two spots. And last year was really, even though, as I said, he started, you know, every game in a season where we went to the Super Bowl, but he was really learning the positions, and it's just so nice this year to see him in his second year. And again, he's getting better every single game, but, you know, the kid that's just a sponge picking up coaching, and he just works his butt off, and you see it on the field.
Jim, two big games you've had now since the Peabody game, a good solid game against Masco. And, of course, a big win over Beverly. What's the deal for this week and next week going into the Danvers game? Because Danvers is fighting for their playoff lives.
Yeah, you know, I think Danvers is going to make it to the playoffs there. They've kind of made a couple of adjustments, and they're playing to their strengths now. They just really look good doing it. And they've, you know, and it's been infectious. You know, you see it on the defensive side of the ball now, too, a little bit. That they're really building a different identity, and they've looked very, very good the last couple of weeks, both offensively and defensively. I think, you know, they'll go into Masco, have a strong game. I think Masco is going to come out firing too. So I'm excited to see that game and kind of see where both of those teams are at, because Masco could always, you know, we could always end up seeing Masco in the playoffs in the same division as us. So it's going to be interesting to go and see that game. Two really good teams that right now, you know, especially Danvers, are playing really well.
So wait a minute. Did you intentionally schedule this by so you could go scout this game personally? Did you do that?
No. I wish I was that smart. But it did work out well for us. You know, it's just the way the schedule was, trying to get a non-league game in this week in the middle of the schedule when we don't have the game in the NEC is just a difficult week to get a game. And at least as far as I know, it didn't last year hurt us in the rankings. We fulfilled our obligation, the total number of games we have to play. But when we play next week, and our Thanksgiving Day game is a league game in the NEC because we play Swampscott.
All right. Well, you're in good shape right now, according to the power rankings, D3, number 7 at the moment. And so that's cool. So you guys, what's the plan for this week and next week? Do you change things up in practice?
Yeah, so, you know, this week a lot of what we do is more just physical stuff, and, you know, take a look at what some of the things that another team is good at and try to work that into our workouts. You know, doing a lot of sled work out on the field, trying to get the kids to stay low. Just, you know, little things that, you know, either things that you need to improve on or things that you want to do moving forward. And then we're going to do 2 days of almost like just camp, where we go back and teach the basics and get all the kids for about a half an hour in their individual position groups. And then we'll have two regular full practices this week before we head into next week. And then just a regular week of practice next week.
Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. I look forward to talking to you again. And good luck this week and the rest of the way.
Great. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it always.
Take care, Jim.
Let's see you.
Right, bye-bye. That is Jim Redloff, who is the Marblehead High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.